Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 9th. You'll be interested to know. 68 years ago, today, in 1956, rock and roll star Elvis Presley made his first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, captivating millions of viewers with his electrifying performance, which significantly boosted his popularity and solidified his status as a cultural icon, marking a pivotal moment in the history of American entertainment. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-to-thigh-high swell on Monday and Tuesday, with light offshore winds creating semi-glassy conditions in the mornings, turning semi-choppy in the afternoons. Wednesday mornings will maintain knee-to-thigh-high swell with variable winds, becoming bumpy in the afternoons. Thursday will see waist-to-stomach-high swell with choppy conditions. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean in the morning until 9 at 3 feet. Then it gets a little choppy midday, but should be rideable for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 2.5-foot low tide, when the west-northwest swell is 1.5 feet at 12 seconds and the onshore wind is 4 mile per hour. The first low tide Monday will be 2.5 foot at 5:30 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide at 12:45. This morning, it's sunny and feels like 74 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:01 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:29. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with temperatures climbing up to around 91 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 70 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny days on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with highs ranging from 74 to 83 degrees. Each morning we'll have patchy fog before 11 a.m., giving way to cloudy nights with lows around 62 to 65 degrees. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, residents across San Diego reported a strange odor on Friday evening, leading to numerous complaints from Camp Pendleton to Encinitas. Many described the smell as reminiscent of burning tires or large brush fires, with some experiencing a burning sensation in their throats. The San Diego County Air Pollution Control District noted that the odors, which resembled plastic and asphalt, dissipated quickly. While investigations involved the Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Coast Guard, no immediate health risks were found, and officials confirmed the odors were not linked to a recent battery fire in Escondido. Now on to sports. In Sunday night football, the Lions edged the Rams 26-20 in overtime at Ford Field. Detroit's David Montgomery rushed for the game-winning one-yard touchdown, and Jared Goff threw for 363 yards. Matthew Stafford had 387 passing yards for the Rams, but couldn't secure the win. Tonight, on Monday Night Football, the New York Jets head to Levi's Stadium to take on the 49ers. In college football, Northern Illinois shocked Notre Dame, winning 16-14 in South Bend. Ethan Hampton threw for 163 yards, leading NIU to the big win. Notre Dame couldn't rally despite 286 total yards. Next week, Notre Dame looks to get their shine back as they head to Purdue to face the Boilermakers. In local sports, the Chargers took care of business yesterday at SoFi, beating the Raiders 22-10. J.K. Dobbins rushed for 135 yards and a touchdown, while Justin Herbert threw for 195 yards and a touchdown to Ladd McConkey. Cameron Dicker added 3 field goals. The Bolts are on the road next week to face the Carolina Panthers in Charlotte. In college football, San Diego State fell at home to Oregon State, 21-0. The Aztecs offense struggled with quarterback DJ O'Neal throwing for just 106 yards. San Diego State will need to bounce back as they head to Berkeley next to face Cal, following 2 straight losses. Over in baseball, the Padres dropped a close one at Petco, losing 7-6 to the Giants. Xander Bogaerts hit a homer, but the Friars couldn't hold on after some late-inning drama. Joe Musgrove gave up 4 runs over 5 innings. The Padres will look to bounce back against the Mariners in Seattle tonight, with Yu Darvish taking the mound. In the wildcard race, the Friars are holding 3rd place in the NL. USC crushed Utah State 48-0 at the Los Angeles Coliseum. Miller Moss was on fire, throwing for 253 yards and 2 touchdowns, while Woody Marks ran for 1 more. Next up for the Trojans is a tough road test at the Big House against the Wolverines. In top news, Miami Dolphins receiver Tyreek Hill expressed confusion over his recent detention by police before the season opener. Hill stated that officers claimed he was speeding and driving recklessly while he was handcuffed outside Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida. Fans recorded the incident, which went viral. Hill admitted he did not mention his identity during the encounter, emphasizing, "If you said I did something, write me a ticket." Following the incident, the Miami-Dade Police Department initiated an internal investigation, placing an officer on administrative duties. Hill aims to turn this experience into a positive partnership with law enforcement for the community. In business news, election years present unique challenges for investors, influenced by political preferences and public sentiment. Historical data reveals that the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by 57% during former President Donald Trump's administration and over 30% under President Joe Biden. Generally, stocks perform better during Democratic presidencies, rising at an annualized rate of 8.2% compared to 3.2% under Republicans. Sector performance varies, with cyclical stocks excelling after Democratic victories and defensive stocks thriving under Republican wins. Market reactions can be unpredictable, shaped by numerous factors beyond elections, including interest rates and inflation. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $55,200. Ethereum is just over $2,300. And Solana is $130. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple is gearing up to unveil its latest iPhone range and other exciting updates at the upcoming Apple event today, with the tagline, "It's glow time." The highlight will be the new iPhone 16, featuring the advanced A18 chip and 8 gigabytes of RAM to support Apple Intelligence, the company's artificial intelligence software. The iPhone 16 Pro and Pro Max are expected to have larger screens and enhanced camera capabilities, including a potential new capture button. Additionally, the event will showcase the Apple Watch Series 10 and the revamped AirPods 4. Tune in at 1 p.m. Eastern. And in entertainment news, Netflix's new murder mystery series, The Perfect Couple, is set on Nantucket Island, Massachusetts, but most of the filming took place in nearby Cape Cod. Actor Eve Hewson described the experience as akin to being at a New England summer camp. The show stars Nicole Kidman as Greer Garrison Winberry and centers around Amelia Sachs, played by Hewson, whose wedding plans are disrupted by a murder. Although Nantucket provided establishing shots, the majority was filmed in Chatham, a seaside town where sets like a fake police station were constructed, enhancing the series' picturesque backdrop. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American singer and actor, Elvis Presley. And he said, "I'm not trying to be sexy. It's just my way of expressing myself when I move around." Interestingly enough, I have a similar problem. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.